You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 21, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Former Milton Police Lieutenant Christopher Bradshaw is accused of a hit and run that resulted in the death of Terrell Loudermilk. Bradshaw, a decorated officer with 14 years of service, allegedly fled the scene after striking Loudermilk, who was exchanging information with another driver following a minor fender bender. The incident occurred around 2:30 a.m. on August 13th. Loudermilk, a 36-year-old commercial truck driver, was on an Interstate 75 exit ramp when he was struck. The Marietta Police Department tracked Bradshaw down 2 days after the crash, leading to his arrest. Bradshaw was subsequently fired from the Milton Police Department. This swift action underscores the seriousness of the allegations and the department's commitment to accountability. Christopher Bradshaw, 48, now faces felony charges of homicide by vehicle and hit and run, resulting in serious injury or death. He remains in jail without bond, according to the Cobb County Sheriff's Office. If convicted under Georgia state law, Bradshaw could face a prison sentence of up to 15 years. It is important to note that Bradshaw was off duty at the time of the crash. Proving he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs will be challenging due to the 2-day delay in his arrest. This delay can significantly impact the collection of crucial evidence, such as toxicology results. The absence of immediate breathalyzer tests or blood draws has been a point of contention in other cases, potentially weakening the prosecution's ability to prove intoxication. Investigators used various methods to identify Bradshaw as the suspect. Debris from his 2020 Chevrolet Silverado contained traceable serial numbers that linked him to the crash. Traffic camera footage, witness interviews, and the Cobb County Police Department's real-time crime center contributed to Bradshaw's arrest. These combined efforts demonstrate the effectiveness of modern policing techniques in piecing together complex incidents. The Milton Police Department issued a statement expressing condolences to Loudermilk's family and affirming their commitment to transparency and accountability during the ongoing investigation. Terrell Loudermilk's family is devastated by his sudden and tragic death. They have launched a GoFundMe campaign to help cover funeral expenses and support his mother, Cindy Hayes. Olivia Harris, Loudermilk's cousin, described him as an ambitious man dedicated to his job and family, with a dream of retiring his mother. Terrell's father, Terrence Loudermilk, expressed outrage that a police officer allegedly committed this act, stating that Bradshaw violated his oath. His mother, Cindy Hayes, stated that her son's life was stolen in such a senseless act, one committed by the very institution meant to protect him. These statements highlight the profound impact of this incident on the family and their struggle to reconcile the actions of an alleged perpetrator who was sworn to uphold the law. A similar fatal hit-and-run incident occurred in downtown Indianapolis on February 18, 2025, resulting in the death of 46-year-old Andrea Gibbs. The crash took place near West Michigan Street and North Illinois Street. The vehicle that struck Gibbs fled the scene before officers arrived, and initially, police could not provide a description of the vehicle. However, a 33-year-old man was arrested in connection with the fatal hit-and-run on February 20, 2025. IMPD Chief Chris Bailey extended condolences to Ms. Gibbs' family and commended officers and investigators for their work in identifying and arresting the suspect. Witnesses provided key information, and evidence at the scene helped detectives identify the suspect's vehicle. Court records revealed that the arrested individual had numerous previous traffic violations, including speeding and reckless driving. This case, like Loudermilk's, highlights the critical role of community cooperation and thorough investigation in bringing alleged perpetrators to justice. The case of Christopher Bradshaw raises significant questions about police accountability, particularly when officers are off duty. The public entrusts law enforcement with a high standard of conduct, whether on or off duty. When an officer is accused of such a serious crime, it can erode public trust and create a perception of impunity. Terrell Loudermilk's father articulated this concern, stating that Bradshaw violated his oath. The family's perspective, particularly Cindy Hayes' statement that her son's life was stolen in such a senseless act, highlights the impact of alleged police misconduct on the Black community. Copyright African Elements.